The topic for today is the halacha that when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, we don't blow shofar. So this year, first day of Rosh Hashanah is on Shabbos. So that's a Mishnah here, first Makar. Yom Tov Shal Rosh Hashanah, Shachal Yisrael Shabbos, Mikdash Yitokin, it would still blow in the Mikdash. Avalov Medina, not outside the Mikdash, as in Yerushalayim. Look exactly what that means, Medina, but certainly outside Yerushalayim, you don't blow a shofar. Shachar Beis HaMikdash, Hiskin, Rebbe and Zakai, Shitokin, Mechol Mokom, Shish Bezdin. So there's a Tachana of Yochum and Zakai post-Korban, to blow when there's a Bezdin. Amar Rebbe Lozer, Hiskin, Rebbe and Zakai, Odi Yavna. It's a debate, was it only in Yavna, or was it in any place there's a Bezdin? We'll discuss that, hopefully, later. But the question I want to deal with is why, in fact, we don't blow shofar on Shabbos. What's wrong with blowing shofar on Shabbos? So this is discussed immediately in the Gemara. Minami Mili, why is it that we don't blow shofar? It says Amar of Levi Bar Chama, Bar Lachma rather, Amar of Chama Bar Chanina. Kosov Echad Omer Shabbos Mitzikrim Shua. Kosov Echad Omer Yom Shua Yelachem. So we have two psukim, one in Amor Zichron Shua, one later in Bamidbar Yom Shua Yelachem. So is it a Zichron Shua or is it a Shua? So the Gemara Lakashia, Kam Yom Tov Shachal Yos B'Shabbos, it's only a Zichron Shua. Kam Yom Tov Shachal Yos B'Chol. So you only blow during the weekdays, not on Shabbos. On Shabbos, it's just Zichron Shua. So the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Meet Yiv Daraisi, Meet Mikdash Hechi Takinan. If the Staka didn't arise, learn from Psukim, so then how do you blow on Mikdash on Shabbos? What Halav Melachi, Yisrich Kolam Ute, why would it be problematic to blow on Shabbos? It's not really a Melacha. It's not even Yishmuel. It's not really malacha. It's just a chokma. Really, in the Torah, you can blow shofar on Shabbos. Everywhere. Rabbanu who goes there, Chazal goes there. Kederaba, the grab is gzeira. I'm a rabba. Hakol chayavim with kiyah shofar. Pinchol mikin kiyah shofar. Gzeira shemi itlen abiyado abiyelach itzalboki vilumod viyaverin arba amish b'shus rab. This is a famous gzeira. Gzeira deraba, that we're concerned that a person is going to want to hear shofar, he won't know how to blow it, so he'll take his shofar to his neighbor, he'll carry outside Arba Amos, which is a rabbin. Behind the time of the lulav, behind the time of the megillah, the Gemara says that's the same reason why we don't take lulav on the first day if it falls on Shabbos, and the same reason why we don't read the megillah if it falls out on Shabbos. In our calendar, only Yerushalayim does it fall on Shabbos. It has for other Muslim Shabbos, and it's for Mishulis. We don't need Megillah because of Zera Dera.
And it's also this year, right?
Is it this year? I'm not sure. I don't think so. I think, if I remember correctly, this year is on Friday.
Friday.
First day, Shabbos, second day, Sunday.
No, Purim.
Sunday, Monday. I think Purim this year is Sunday, Monday. Meaning, so outside Yerushalayim is on Sunday, and it's Monday. Either way, it happens. It happened a few years ago. There's lots to discuss about Gzeira Derabbah. I'm not going to discuss this now. You know, what about Hotzah? Why are Leo goes there? They're going to carry Dalet Amos and Shizrabi. What about just taking it outside? Is there any violation? Let me try to ask these questions. But it's clear from the Gemara that the Maskana in the Bavli is that we don't blow shofar on Shabbos out of concern that a person might carry. Now the Bali Musar point out that it's a very far-reaching, imagine, battle shofar for all generations, such a important mitzvah, such a important day, because somebody might inadvertently, Michal Shabbos, how often does that happen? So they say, you see from here, the Chomer of Shabbos, that Michal Shabbos, even the Shogeg, it can handle lots of discuss, but we're going to leave for now. The Bali is very clear, it's a Gzeira Derabbah. The Yerushalmi, though, the second walker on the sheet, seems to revive the Havamina of the Bavli. The Havamina of the Bavli is based on the Psukim, Zichron Trua versus Yom Trua. So that's what the Yerushalmi says. He doesn't reject it. Rav Abba Bar Papa, Rav Yochanan, Amar Rav Yochanan Rish Lakish, Rav Abba Bar Papa said that Rav Yochanan Rish Lakish have Yasin Makshi Adade. Rav Abba Bar Papa recorded that Rav Yochanan Rish Lakish were discussing this question. But the pasuk says, "Ami tanina yom tov shirosh hashanah shpalis b'shabbes." The mikdash you're talking about, Dina. They learned this mishnah. If you shouldn't blow if you should blow on Shabbos, so even outside of Mikdash, it should be docha. That's an interesting word. It should be docha. The shofar should be docha Shabbos. Sounds like there's something wrong associated with shofar. Iles hu dvar Torah. There's no problem blowing a shofar. Iles hu dvar Torah. If you can't push off Shabbos, after Mikdash will yitcha. You shouldn't blow Mikdash either. Avar Kahana, Rav Kahana passed by. Amrin, he said, "Hagav Rav initially. Let's ask Rav Kahana. He's a great scholar. Atum Shailim Le Amar Luhan. So the Echad Omer Yom Trua. Because of Echad Omer Zikram Trua. So Rav Kahana responded to Rav Yochanan Shlakish. He said, "Listen, it's based on Pesukim. Our case of Bishashu Chal Bichol Yom Trua. Bishashu Chal B'Shabbes Zikram Trua. Maskirin Avot Talkin." So Rav Kahana responded to Rav Yochanan Shlakish. It's based on the Pesukim. Like the half minute of the bow. The Rishon continues. There was the Ira Paka Lechavre Holon Shaman Kale the Rav Levi Darash. The Zera told his Talmidim to go listen to Rav Levi's Drasha. The last action to Matik Parshate to Law Ulfa. He's going to say a Chiddush. All they went. Omer Kohen Kozu Bechad Omer Yom Truah Kozu Bechad Omer Zikon Truah. So he discussed this issue. He pointed out to the Steer and the Psukim. Again, same idea. Two psukim on Shabbos is zichron. We don't blow the shofar. On the weekdays, we blow the shofar. Me'at afim mikdash lo yitche. Tana v'echad l'chodesh. So says the Yerushalmi, if it's a din of zichron shua, even in mikdash you shouldn't blow. Zichron shua everywhere, even in mikdash. Me'at afilu b'makom shein yodim shu v'echad l'chodesh yitche. And conversely, if you're outside the Mikdash, you know that it's Shaka Rosh Hashanah, because it was Makadosh HaKodesh in the Mikdash. So if you're outside, you know, yeah, there's a heaven that was Makadosh HaKodesh somewhere else, you should be able to blow. Tani, Rav Shimon Levi, Vikrafta, Mokom Shaka Karbonos, Kraven. So Rav Shimon, Vayachai, Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon, Vayachai, Vikrafta, Mokom Shaka Karbonos, Kraven. So what emerges is that we have Sirim Sokim. We also have a Zeiras Apostle, we craft a Makom Shah Karbanos craving that you should always build a shofar in the Mikdash. So we have here two understandings. Let's just put on the board. Shofar B'Shabbos. Why is it we don't say shofar B'Shabbos? Bavli says, Gzeira D'Rabba. The Yerushalmi seems to say it's a Gzeiras Apostle, Zichron Trua. Then on Shabbos is Zichron, except for where the Karbanos are, then you actually blow. There are two other Makoros in Chazal that are less well known. One is a Psikta. I found this Psikta through a sefer called Mishnas Eretz Yisrael. It's a sefer that's worth being familiar with. I'm not sure if you're going to make very much have use out of it, but it's a mammoth work, 66 volumes on the Mishnah. It was written by Professor Shmuel Safrai. About 20 years ago, started it, and his two children, who are also university professors, finished it. It was only half published because it's such a long work. They published half, and the other half is online. So if you go to Safari, you can get the whole thing. And it's basically like the Das Mikra, familiar on Tanakh. The Frum Bible scholars wrote a parish on Tanakh that has archaeology and geography and these types of things that are not necessarily studying yeshiva so much, but it's very useful to use. So again, I don't use it very much, but I happened to open it up, and he pointed out to Psikta, if you look at the next source, V'lama hayu bezin ma'avrin esachodesh be'in tav, he points to the Ein Tav, it's a place near Lod, that's where they were active, the center was active after the Chorban. Shehu beis havad shel bezdin lefikach rosh hashanah shachalios b'shabes in talking b'chol malkom ela be'ein tav, where they only blow shofar in ein tav. That's what the Sanhedrin is. V'malkom shehu bezdin yoshvim avrin eshanim v'chadashim. So he actually points out that this is a line as a nahavim in the Yerushalmi. If you look back, so it's number two, the second to last line. Me'ata afilu malkom shein yodim shehu be'echad l'chodesh yidche. It's all about Sanhedrin. So if you have a Sanhedrin outside, you should be dochet. And then the Yerushalmi says, no, be krafta, makom ha-karbanos. But the Avamin of the Yerushalmi, and it seems to be the sheet of the Psikta, is that it's about knowing it's Rosh Hashanah. right? How many days Yantif do we keep in Chutz Laretz? 2 days. How many days Yantif do we keep in Eretz Yisrael? So if not for Rosh Hashanah, we keep 1 day. For Rosh Hashanah, we keep 2 days. Why do we keep 2 days for Rosh Hashanah? Okay, so that's a whole discussion. We assume that even in Yerushalayim, they were keeping 2 days because they didn't always know if the Eidim came. So then we have this Yom HaRuchta, you know, concept. But the idea is that it might not be Rosh Hashanah. So it's Rosh Hashanah falls on the weekdays, and it's not Rosh Hashanah, you blow shofar, you haven't lost anything. But if Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, and you blow shofar, and it turns out Rosh Hashanah is really on Sunday, so what have you lost? You're Mechal Shabbos. So maybe the reason we don't blow shofar outside of Mikdash, outside of Yerushalayim, is because it's a Sfeikat Yoma. We don't want to be Mechal Shabbos Misafik. If there's some Kilo Shabbos associates, the assumption is there's some type of act of Kilo Shabbos, something that's questionable. We'll see soon. I mean, they probably say explicitly, it's a Chochma, it's not a Malacha. The Yerushalmi says Yitzchah, it sounds like it's some type of Malacha. We'll get to that soon. So that's a different Makar. So just put on the board, we have the Bavli, that's it's Kseir Dravo, we have the Yerushalmi, Tzichron Trua, we have the Psikta Rabati, that it's you know, Atu Taos Beluach, and we're really concerned that Rosh Hashanah is the next day. So Yerushalmi Kol Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah is on Sunday. And there's a fourth Makar that I saw in Rav Zevin. Rav Zevin Or Halacha has an essay about this topic, and he points out to a Sifra, Taras Kohanim. It's actually quoted by Rashi Chumash, so it should be more well known. But the pasuk Gavarta Shofar Trua B'Chodesh Hashvi B'Esher L'Chodesh V'Yom Kippurim Tavir Shofar B'Kol Atzachem, the pasuk tells us at the end of Vayikra that you are supposed to blow shofar on Yom Kippur, right? Which is B'Esher L'Chodesh V'Yom Kippurim. What's redundant about that pasuk? B'Esher L'Chodesh V'Yom Kippurim. If it's Esher L'Chodesh, I know it's Yom Kippurim. So the Sifra comments, and Rashi quotes it on the spot. So it's number 5, V'Yom Kippurim, Afilu B'Shabbos. Yachal Av Truas Rosh Hashanah Tia Toche Shabbos Tamul Omar B'Kol Artzachem V'Avarta Shofar Trua B'Chodesh HaShvi B'Esor L'Chodesh V'Yom HaKippurim She'en Tamul Omar B'Esor L'Chodesh V'Yom HaKippurim Masha She'en Omar B'Yom HaKippurim In addition, it's 10th, it's also Yom Kippur. Im Kein Ma'ama Ne'amar B'Esor L'Chodesh V'Esor L'Chodesh Toche HaShabbos V'Kol Artzachem V'Yom Truas Rosh Hashanah Toche Shabbos V'Kol Artzachem Ela B'Ezdin Bilvah. So we have a Sifra that says that on Yom Kippur, Shofar Tocha Shabbos, everywhere, but on Rosh Hashanah, it's only Docha in Beis Din. So we have the Sifra, which is a different Makar. Again, it might be similar to Psikta, it's not clear. It doesn't say what the reason is. You know, it's only in Beis Din. So I want to just analyze a couple of naftaminas that come out of this possibly four-way machlokas in the Tanaic material. Why we don't blow? Again, the Bavli is clear to Rabba, but we'll see exactly how early that was. But why we don't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah? First question, most basic question: is this a din d'oraisa or is this a din d'rabbanan? So what do you time? According to the Bavli, why don't we blow shofar on Shabbos? Din d'oraisa or din d'rabbanan? Din d'rabbanan. Din d'rabbanan. That's the pashtus. The problem is, or what's interesting, if you look at source number 8, there's a Shibbolei Lekha. Yesh metmin, lama li gzeira de rabba. Why did rabba have to make a gzeira? Hatrei krai ksiv zichron truah v'yom truah. V'mukmina l'cha b'shabbos v'cha b'chol. It's a very strange question. Why is the Bavli saying gzeira de rabba, but there's Yerushalmi? Like, it seems like he's complaining the two makaros. And he says, v'yesh loma, de rabba, Gufin Farish Lai cry. My time Amr Torah, Zichron Trua, Mishuk Zera Shama Yela Etzel Baki Lulumur. What is the Shibbolei Lekhet saying? This is also found in the Tani Rabati. What are they saying? It's really Daraisa. Rabba's giving a reason. It's like a Gzeira Daraisa. You know, Yosef Engel is known for Gzeira Daraisa. He has a simon in his Lekach Tov. But all the examples of Gzeira Daraisa. So you can add this too. This is a Gzeira Daraisa. The Torah says, don't blow shofar on Shabbos. Mina Torah, it's digging Lashon. Right? Amra Torah, Zichron Togrua, Mishum Gzeir Hashem Yele Hesalbach. So, the question is, what's the Chomer Adin? Is it the right Rabbanan? The Bavli, Pashtus is Rabbanan. But, I put in brackets, that according to the Shibbolei Halakhet, It's really the Neraisa. It's just the reason for the Neraisa is the Gzeila, which is very, very Mechudosh. Yeah? You're in trouble.
No.
Okay. According to the Yerushalmi, what kind of is it? What?
The Gemara already asked on Rava. There's a reason why we asked the pasuk on the question on the Gzeiras HaKasuv. We said because of the two questions the mission started with.
Right. Meaning, if it's Doraisa, so it's not Malacha, why is it?
So we rejected the Zichron Tura Yom Tura.
Right. In the Bavli, it's very clear it's rejected, but the Shmuel Halevi tries to bring it back, tries to revive it. Which is seems to be against the Pashas Menorah in the Kanan. In the Yerushalmi, is it Duraisa Drabana? Is it from Shua?
It's like Duraisa.
Yeah, Pashas is Duraisa. Pashas is Duraisa. It's telling you from the puzzle. In the Pesikta, in the Zifra, it's not so clear. The Rash on the Sifra says it's a smachta. It's a clear derab, it's a smachta. But the Pnei Yeshua in two places, on Chavtes, on Beis, and on Lamed Amud Aleph in Rosh Hashanah, claims that this is actually a din d'oraisa on the Sifra. If you look at the Pnei Yeshua, Zeh kamanus ha-pasuk ma'atzmo, the dafka b'yom kippur, shu b'esu l'chodesh, ha-kol yodim shu yom kippur, shu maki hayu tokim b'chol makam. So against the Pashas of the Gemara is not a Malacha. Says the Pesach, that means it's not a Malacha of Misa. But it's still a Malacha on a derisive level. These are more Isser essay. The Ashkechan, Kaigam, the Indian Shvisas Kalim, the Veshama, the Indian Shvisas Behemto. There's some type of either an essay or maybe a law of El Malkos. The Kuli Amash, Imehem, El Isser, Dereza Greda, the Nihid Isser, Kazak, even the Imbo Isser Kares, Misa, El Isser Greda, Asi Essay, the Tkia Shofar Dachin. Really, if we knew that it was Shabbos and we knew it was Rosh Hashanah, we would tell you to do the mitzvah. The mitzvah essay of Shofar would push off this low level. Isser Shabbat. You call the Isser, also it's called the Kvulin, came into Ein Yodim, Bikvid Yarka. Since we don't know that it's really Rosh Hashanah, the name Rosh Hashanah on Sunday, Kain Asi, it's called the Shabbos, have Isser the Raisa, Shalom of a Mitzvah. So we don't leave blow Shofar on Shabbos, because maybe it's not really Rosh Hashanah. Right? Not in Yerushalayim, you don't know. And if you blow Shofar on Shabbos, Shalom of a Mitzvah, you buy an Isser the Raisa. Not Isser Misa, but not Isser Karis, but there's some Isser. Little essay or a law. So that's an interesting finish of the Pnei Yeshua. He learns that in the Sifra, that's Pshat in the Sifra, that on your kippur you can blow shofar when it falls on the Shabbos, but not on Rosh Hashanah. So if you're asking me, is the Sifra the Reis of Drabanan? I tell you, the Rash says it's Drabanan, it's just a smachta. Really, he fundamentally agrees with Zeh Rabba, but the Pnei Yeshua seems to assume that it's a din d'oraisa. It's a din d'oraisa, and then we're very similar to the Pesach Rabbah. You know, we're not sure. You know, only b'makom avad we know it's Rosh Hashanah, and therefore you can blow on Shabbos. But it's not b'makom avad, you can't blow because we're not sure. It's again part of the question is how do you look at a safek d'oraisa l'chumra? Is it safek d'oraisa l'chumra mid'oraisa or safek d'oraisa l'chumra mid'rabbanan? I have to blow shofar. I'm not sure if it's Rosh Hashanah. And if it's not Rosh Hashanah, I'm going to do an Isser of blowing shofar on Shabbos. An Isser Dereisa. That's you're working with assumptions. Isser Dereisa. So do you say that, well, I have a Safik Dereisa to blow shofar, so Safik Dereisa L'chomra. But there's a Safik Isser here. And there's a Safik Isser, not to do a Safik Isser. Is the din of Safik Dereisa L'chomra, mi Dereisa mi Drabanan, both in terms of mitzvos, you know, I'm not sure if I have to do a mitzvah. Is a chiyuv d'oraisa to do it, or only d'rabbanan? And so too is yisurim. There's a possible isser here. Is an isser d'oraisa to do something as a possible isser, or is it only isser d'oraisa to do something with a zavadi? So these are interesting questions. I couldn't talk about. I think it touches on these issues. I'll just point out. Rav Zevin points out this Kiryas Sefer, where he actually has a fascinating idea. The Kiryas Sefer Hilchos Shemitah Perek Yud, where he argues that in a chenam in the sifra is a drasha d'oraisa, but the drasha is not telling you that you can blow shofar on your kippur. It's telling you you can make a shofar yom kippur. That machshire shofar are dochi yom kippur, but it's not dochi in Rosh Hashanah. You can't make a shofar on Rosh Hashanah. When Yovel comes every 50 years, so it's like mamish, that's in Yovel. It happens very infrequently. So we're doche the Isra of Yom Kippur and the Isra of Shabbos. You can even make a shofar on Yovel to blow it.
Meaning on Shabbos Yom Kippur.
Shabbos Yom Kippur. But on Shabbos or Shabbos, you can't make a shofar. So according to that, it's din d'oraisa, but it's not a din d'oraisa connected to our topic of blowing shofar, but rather to making a shofar, which is interesting. Mm-hmm. Either way, so just to sum up, is this a din d'oraisa, din d'rabbanan? The Bavli Pashas is din d'rabbanan, Xer d'rabba. The Shabbat Alekhi wants to say it's d'oraisa. The Rabbah is giving the rationale for din d'oraisa. In the Rishonim, it's pretty clear it's d'oraisa. In the Sifra, there's a machlokas between Rash and Pnei Yeshua. And Lachora, a similar question would apply in the Psikta. I mean, if you look at Pnei Yeshua, he might tell you the Psikta is also telling you that you're not sure if it's really Rosh Hashanah, maybe it's just Shabbos, and I assume there's a issue of the rice to blow shofar on Shabbos against the Bavli. So then you would say that don't do it, it's a din d'oraisa, possibly, if you assume certainly safi d'oraisa l'chomra, mi d'oraisa. Okay. The second question that I want to analyze is the nature of this halacha. Is this a gzeira? The ofi? Or is this like just a halacha? So what do you tanya? Is this a gzeira or is this a halacha? In the Yerushalmi, it's halacha, it's a din. In the Bavli, Gzer Derabba, unless you learn like the Shigulah Leket. Again, if you learn like the Shigulah Leket, the Gzer Derabba, sorry. If you wrote like, in the Bavli it's Gzer, Gzer Derabba. In the Yerushalmi it's a din, unless you learn like the Shigulah Leket. The way the Shigulah Leket learns the din d'oraisa, that it's a gzera, right? That's a fact. In the Bavli, gzera d'rabba, it's clearly gzera. In the Yerushalmi, pashas is the din, but the way that Shabbat Alekhi learns is that that din comes from a chash that you might come, because of Echad Omer Zichon Shua, because of Echad Omer Yom Shua. So what's the Shabbat Alekhi learning? That the din d'oraisa is really a gzera d'oraisa, right? Which is interesting, okay? Ray said it, just saying different words. So here, Bavli, it's a gzera. Yerushalmi, pashas is the din, unless you know the Shabbat Alekhi get. And likewise, the Psikta and the Sifra, Lechara, it's a gzeira. It's a gzeira that maybe it's not really Shabbos, maybe it's not really Rosh Hashanah rather, and therefore you should go Shabbos. Okay. Another Nachmir, which is more interesting, is the question of Mikdash. We just discussed why we don't blow in Gulik. But we do blow in Mikdash. That's the first in the Mishnah, right? But Mikdash, are you talking? So why we blow in Mikdash. So, according to Yerushalmi, why do you blow in Mikdash? Because there's a chassid, right? Last line of Yerushalmi. Tani Yerushalmi Yechai, the craft of the Makom Shea Karbanos Kremis, even though there's a din of Zikron Shua, in Mikdash, we have a special din that you blow shofar even on Shabbos. Now, in the Bavli, it's not so clear. Why is it that you blow in Mikdash? Why doesn't Gzera Rav apply in Mikdash? So what do you tie in?
Isn't there anything
that
like a
Rabbanan is applying in Mikdash? Ain't Shmuz in Mikdash. That's what Rashi is. Look at Rashi. Mikdash Lagazer. Ain't is a Shmuz to Rabbanan in Mikdash. If you look at the Rambam, the Rambam says, verse number 11, Shagazer Shlotoki of Shabbos Lagazer, Ella Makum Shain Bezd. Lazman Shaya Mikdash Kaya by a Bezd in Hagadol Yishalayim, I called. I call Tolkien Yerushalayim Shabbos called Zman Shabbos in Yoshua. So what's the Rambam telling us? Why did they blow in Mikdash according to the Rambam? Is it because of interest of Mikdash and Rashi, or is it a different reason?
It's in that the Gzera never started in the Mikdash.
Why? Because where's the Gzera?
Outside of Mikdash.
What's the Lashon? Shugazur Shalit Kov Shabbos Lagazur El Makom Shein Bo Bezdin. What do they have in Mikdash? They have Bezdin. So, is it a din in Mikdash or din in Bezdin? So, look at the Rambam, that it's a din in Bezdin. Bezdin sat in the Lishkas of Gazis. in the Beis HaMikdash. So you don't have to be goes there. Again, what's the concern? The people are going to forget. So the Bezdin is there. Apparently, that is a certain amount of Yira. You know, the Bezdin had a certain impact on the Makom. Halavai, we had that today. And, you know, the rabbi walks in, people feel, you know, a certain sense. Maybe not Halavai, I don't know. Either way, it's a certain amount of Yira. So nobody's going to call a Shabbos in Yerushalayim because the Bezdin is there. So the Hedrin is there. Pardon?
The Yira came from the Mikdash. It came from the Bezdin more so than the Mikdash.
That's what it sounds like. It sounds, if you look at the Ram, Shagos Shalit Kovah Shabbos, 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 Shagos Shalit. So we have machlokas here in the Mishnah. Rashi says it's in the Bavli. Again, we're looking at Gzeir Darab in the Bavli. So in Rashi, it's because Ein Shvus B'Mikdash. But in the Rambam, it sounds like Haya Sanhedrin B'Mikdash. It's really a din in the Sanhedrin, in the Besk. Sanhedrin were allowed to blow because the Gzeir Darab didn't reply because the aim of the Sanhedrin was on the people in Jerusalem. Now the Torah Evans, verse number 10, asks the Kasha on this concept on the Rashi. Rashi says it's ancient was a Mikdash. So can you do any Nisik Rabbanan or Mikdash? That's it. You can go on to Nisik Rabbanan. You want to ride a horse? It's going to be a Mikdash. You can ride a horse. Okay? Why can't you ride a horse? It's Nisik Rabbanan. We don't assume that to be the case. You can't ride a horse. Why not? Because the Heter is ancient Shvusin Mikdash applies to what? What type of Shvusin? Only Shvusin that are connected to the Avodah. That's what Torah Evan asks, cautiously. Korach shvus in a toy of mikdash kadasha of kosub mikdash. But korach the hand in shvus mikdash, I know to have a toy to cover a mikdash. Chain sorry, chavod the korach, the kolahani, the kashi, very good, the air of it must listen. So Torah Evan asks a strong kasha. The din of in shvus mikdash is limited to what? Shvus that are connected to the mikdash. So the Rav said, that you see from here, you see from Rashi, that blowing the shofar in mikdash is a key in a mikdash. It's not just, oh, have a mikdash, so you can do any Yisrael you want. No, there's a key in a mikdash, and he proved it in a number of proofs. Among them, the fact that you go chatzotzos. The Mishnah says that in mikdash, they would blow the shofar with the chatzotzos at the same time. There's a custom on Rosh Hashanah. It's actually interesting. The Rav had a piece in Igros Agri, where he's talking around that in Yovel, they only blew the shofar, even in mikdash. They didn't blow the chatzotzos. Yovel's din in setting them avadim free. It's not a din in Zichron. But shofar is on Zichron, the chatzotzos are also for Zichron, and Zichron and Mikdash requires chatzotzos. So he said, he proved, you see, the fact that we're blowing the chatzotzos with the shofar showed that it's a key in Mikdash. It's not just a key in shofar. And he quoted a Ravid in the third parak of the Ravid on the Rift, the third parak in Sukkah, it says explicitly that the Ikar mitzvah of shofar is in Mikdash. And there are a number of Ravids for this. There's a shofar obviously helps us do tshuva, and it's also a form of tefillah, integrates with tefillah, and both those concepts are more acute in mikdash. The mikdash is like the makom tziburi of Amish, so that's where it has a tzibur with the tshuva, that's as a tzibur with David. So again, I'm not going to do all the rayas, but he had a number of proofs that the keel of shofar and mikdash is a keel of mikdash. It's not just sound, you blow shofar and close to mikdash, and in mikdash it's the same shofar. It's a different and have some shofar, it's a din in mikdash, and that's why we say ancient of mikdash. Fine. So we asked why you blow in mikdash. So we have machlokas Rashi and Rambam, either ancient of mikdash or there was a Sanhedrin in the mikdash. In the Yerushalmi, why do you blow in mikdash? So that was there's a chasuk, right? The crafted. Welcome Shah Karbonos created. That was the end of the Yerushalmi. It's based on a Gezeiras Hakasu. And in the Sifra and the Psikta, Lechora, it's based on the fact that in Mikdash you know the date. Meaning, not that since the Sanhedrin is there, so you're not going to go call Shabbos, but since the Sanhedrin is there, you know that it's Taka Rosh Hashanah. It's not just Tam Shabbos. You know it's Rosh Hashanah, and therefore, you write Yadu B'Kviyas HaKodesh. B'Kviyas HaKodesh. They know that it's not called Rosh Hashanah, therefore we allow you to blow shofar again, especially blowing for the Yeshua, and we're concerned that it's not Rosh Hashanah. So if you're blowing shofar on Shabbos, that might be like a malacha of sorts, a low level malacha. So this is the Reisa, but it's allowed to say the Reisa. Okay. Questions?
Well, isn't there a Gemara that sometimes that on Rosh Hashanah, if no one will come to the Mikdash, there's still potential talus that could happen? They will come too late the Eidim?
Yeah, the Gemara says that they were misakin not to accept the Eidim later in the day because Kilkel will be in Bashir. Yeah, so what do you want to
say? Is that possible that there's still an error that could happen in the, even in the Mikdash? Being the whole suffering that we say here is that when the people will go out to tell them, when the messengers, the Shlichim will go out?
I think it would only blow once the Eidim came. If the Eidim didn't come, it wouldn't blow. And if the Eidim came late, they wouldn't accept them. They would make the next Eidim Shon. I think that's...
Okay, so we will assume and the next Eidim Shon, even if the Eidim came a little bit late, but Mashma was really the day before, but for all intents and purposes...
If you don't accept the Eidim, it's the next Eidim Shon. It's a few of his Eidim, a few of his Shogim, the best has the ability to be Kovei Rosh Chodesh. Now, the Mishnah pointed out that Mishachar of Eisa Mikdash, Hiskin, Rechon Zakai, Shuv Tokin, B'chol Mokom, Sheyesh Bo, Bezd. There's a Takana of Rechon Zakai. Takanas, Yochanan and Zakai. So, how were they Misakin? And why were they Misakin? The post Mikdash to blow any place in Yavlin, if it's just destined, why were they Misakin that? So, for the Rambam, in Mikdash, it's based on what?
Sanhedrin.
So in Yavna, what do they have? They have a Sanhedrin. So it's a very natural takana, meaning it's not a really such a big kiddush for the Rambam, because even in Mikdash, it's all based on Sanhedrin, and now Yavna, we have a Sanhedrin. For Rashi, it's more problematic, right? In Mikdash, it's based on what? You go in Mikdash based on Ein Shpos Mikdash. So now you're not in Mikdash. So the Sosemis deals with this. He says that maybe, again, part of the question is why was he attacking the Chal? You know, this is post-Korban. It seems like he was trying to give Am Yisrael Chizuk, that, you know, the Mishnah is destroyed, but we'll still continue. The Rav had this theory that the Mishnah at the end of Yuma, Sheikh of Yisrael, Lifnemi at Tarim, Rekiva, Rekiva lived by the destruction. So he thought it was it. No Yom Kippur. He had no Yom Kippur. There's no Avodah, there's no Yom Kippur. And he was saying, no, we have Yom Kippur, even though there's no Avodah, we can connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Sheikh of Israel, we can connect directly to Kadosh Baruch Hu if there's no Korbanos. So Rechon Zakai seemingly is trying to bechazik Am Yisrael, he wants to make a takana like Mikdash. The question is, how does he do it? So Ancient of Mikdash, this is not Mikdash. So one answer is that he uprooted to Kazer Jarabah. Maybe he was Gadol Bechokhma Minyan. And he wants to Daik, Svasemis of Daik, that maybe post, even before the Korban, the Sanhedrin is Gala. Then all of Yerushalayim had did a Mikdash. The question is, initially, it's just Mikdash or all of Yerushalayim? So Rashi thinks it was just Mikdash. But then, when the Sanhedrin is Gala, before the Korban, it's all of Yerushalayim. How was it? So he says, so Ravatal, the virtual Gezerah, they made the Gezerah apply in a different way. So Rechon Zakai wanted to make a Zekhar Mikdash. That's what the Piskevit says, the Kiyom says. It's not unfortunate in the Mishnah that it's Zekhar Mikdash, but it is Takana. But it seems like it's probably Zekhar Mikdash. And he said, we'll uproot the original Gezeirah Rabbah, we'll make a different Gezeirah. That's one understanding. He has a few understandings that suggest that maybe, look at the Tosfos here, source number 13, Yishlomer, the Shofar Shu, Aul Zichroneim, from Yisrael, Aviv Shem Shemayim, Lorotzu Levatel Gamli. When Shabbos, when Sukkot falls on the Shabbos, the first day of Sukkot, we don't take rule anywhere. We don't take it if that's needed. How come when Shana falls on Shabbos, we blow Shofar? So Tosfos says, they wanted their shofar, such an important mitzvah, they wanted shofar to be blown somewhere. Maybe there's a tziburi element to shofar. Either way, Rebbe Chazakai saw that they wanted, when they made the gezeirah initially of Rabbah, they wanted that somewhere they should blow. So we don't make that, we'll move it to Yavne. Meaning maybe, whether he was on the original gezeirah, but he understood from the original gezeirah, it always has to be an exception. We're not going to blow shofar on Shabbos except for one place. So once it was Mikdash, no Mikdash, now it'll be Yam. He understood from the Gezerah. It wasn't that he was involved in the Gezerah, he was Mdaik in the Gezerah. Or...
Does that apply to all?
Pardon?
Does that apply to all the Gezerahs?
I mean, you have to figure out, every time there's a Gezerah, how to apply it. But maybe, in this case, it wasn't Mvatel. That's what the Sotama says in the second shot. And then he says another thing. He says that maybe the concept of Rashi says of Ein Shpos Mikdash is only in the Hav Mina. Maybe the Maskana, you know, it's not that it's Pshat. Maybe really it's all within Sanhedrin, like the Rambam. But either way, we have to kind of say, Rechon Zakai, for the Rambam it's more glatt, for the Rashi I think it's a little explaining, but we understand why Rechon Zakai was Misakein to blow outside of Mikdash on Shabbos. Likewise, according to the Sikta and according to the Sifra, we can also understand it. It's all about maybe you don't have the correct date, so Yavda, they know the correct date. Yavda was the place where they were going to go. Okay, to figure out if it's any Bezdin or just Yavna, but at least certainly Yavna, or certainly if you assume it's a Bezdin that was royal the Kaddish HaKodesh, then that would be okay. In Yerushalmi, it's a big tzarakin. I don't have time this. In Yerushalmi, there's a din d'oraisa, v'zichron truma. That means you only blow shofar and mikdash. Everywhere else, it's zichron truma. So how did a chazak have a tzarakin to blow shofar on Shabbos up to the mikdash? What gave him the right? It's a din d'oraisa. So if you look at the Bavli here, it's a very strange story. Tanur Rabbanan, source number 12. From Acharas, Chal Rosh Hashanah Liyos B'Shabbos. You call it Ari Wisconsin. Everybody came to hear shofar in Yavne. Amr Lo Yehuda Zakai, they say Nitzka, let's blow shofar. Amr Lo Nodun, we have to figure out. You really ought to blow shofar. You know, it's not Mikdash. Amr Lo Nitzka Achak Nodun. Let's first blow and then we'll discuss it. Achak Shataku Amr Lo Nodun. So it's okay. You blew. Now let's figure out. Did we do the right thing? Karen, we already blew. So like a really strange maisa, right? He tells them to do it. They want to figure out exactly what he's correct to do. He says, oh, let's do it, then we'll discuss after. So he did it. Oh, let's not discuss, we already did it. So it's a very, very strange. So again, in academics will tell you that Yoko Zakai wanted to show that Yavna is like Mikdash. It could be. You know, it makes a lot of sense. But what gave him the halachic right to blow shofar? There's a din of Zichron Trua. Outside of Mikdash is Zichron Trua. So I don't have Chinese. I looked, I know I couldn't find anybody discussed it. And the Yerushalmi, the second halacha, points out that in Mikdash it's Dvar Torah, and in Yavna it's like a Drabbanan. But what gave the Drabbanan the right to do it? If you assume there's really an Isser to blow on Shabbos, it's not so clear. The Lashon Yerushalmi is Yidche, right? After Gulim Yidche, it sounds like you're trying to do an Isser. And you could have learned, Yerushalmi is saying, that you don't need to blow. Not such an Isser to blow. You don't need to blow. You only need to blow in Mikdash. How's that because you don't need to blow? You learn that way so that you can say that. That Yochan Zakai was a Zakai to blow, even though you don't need to. But if you like the Tzei Yeshua, there's like an Isser to blow on Shabbos. It's only Nidcha because of the Chiyov. There's no Chiyov. So how can we deal with the Isser? So I don't really understand how this works. But either way, pardon?
This is probably not correct, but maybe it's why it's Pa Machas. This was one time, and then they didn't want to do that again.
But the Mishnah records it as a takana. It's a shachar v'sim mikdash. His kin rukla zakei should call talking call mamar sheish bo vesti. Seems like it caught on. It wasn't just a one time event.
No, but the Gemara Rosh Hashanah sort of where they maybe the following time happened and he said niska and they said we're not falling for that again.
The next time it happened, they didn't listen. I don't know. It could be.
Pama, only one.
But okay. There's a fascinating piyut that was found in the Cairo Geniza by Professor Ezra Fleischer that talks about blowing on Shabbos. You look at section 14. Melech Hizir Bevar, Kadosh Baruch Hu commanded, Shitokin Beis Avad, and we should blow in a Beis Din, B'Shabbos Rosh Hashanah. Melech Hizkein Belimud, Sheyu Shofar Kosher L'Amud, B'Shabbos Rosh Hashanah. Right? Melech Birer Le'eda Shelo Yisku El Vnei Rosh HaTeuda B'Shabbos Rosh Hashanah. So this is a piyut from the time of the Gaonim, and it sounds like they blew shofar on Shabbos. Again, part of the question is, if the Rif also did that, the Rif blew shofar on Shabbos in a Beis Din Kashuv. That's not such a chiddush. But what's interesting is the line, she has shofar kashur la'amur. What does she have shofar kashur la'amur mean? They would tie the shofar down to the bima.
They would tie it down, or then it's connected?
They would tie it. Why would he tie it?
You don't carry.
So here he argues that this might be trying to like integrate the Gezeirah D'Rabba, you know, that we want to avoid the Gezeirah D'Rabba, so we're going to be tokeya on Shabbos for Beis Avad in a Beis Din, but we'll also be Choshesh, you know, for the Gezeirah, something like that. Interesting beer.
I would have thought from hearing this again that Kosher just means that you blow on the Bima, that it should be connected to the Bima.
She a kosher.
I would have thought tied to the bima. It sounds
kosher la'am. Kosher la'am.
kosher to them, or it's
connected. Kosher is connected. You blow. You don't blow outside. You blow near the chazan.
You don't blow in the back of the shul.
Okay. It could be. It's not clear. But that was his claim. And the last afkamina. Let's just fill out the chart here. The kosher of zakai is around. It's pashut. Pashut for Rashi. It's a chiddush. To say maybe he was a new takana, or he was about to lose the takana. For Yishami, it's tzarechi, and I don't understand why for Yishami can blow in Yavna. And for the Sifran of Sikta, so Chara, it's the same thing. God will commit the Yarcha, and there's no issue. Last Nachmin, the Melech Lemaisa, the question of Nusach Atfil. In Arnach Seorim, we say it's a Yom Shrua, and when it falls on a Shabbos, what do we say? It changes the nusach to zichron shua. That comes from the second sofrim. Im karal Rosh Hashanah elias b'shabes in omer yom shua el zichron shua. Fish ain't here shofar doch as a shabes vulim shum gzeira. So the second sofrim says that it's not like the Baal, it's a gzeira. And he says never we change the nusach. Now if we're asking misvara, should we change the girsa for the Yerushalmi zichron shua versus yom shua? Would it make sense to change the girsa? Or for the Basel, it's Gezer Jerusalem. What makes more sense to change the gears, and what makes less sense to change the gears?
The
Yerushalmi
makes more sense to change.
For the Yerushalmi makes more sense because it's a key on the Zichron Truma. Whereas for the Basel, it's Gezer Jerusalem because the Gezer Jerusalem can change the Nusach. It's Gezer Jerusalem that can change the Nusach. Why should we change the Nusach to say Zichron Truma? So it's interesting in the second Sofrim, the second Sofrim is you change the Nusach because of the Gezer Jerusalem, which is like a very practical way of looking at it. Since it's practical, you don't blow, so we'll change the nusach, which is not so intuitive. There were Gaonim who thought you shouldn't change the nusach. We look at verse number 16. Those are Gaonim, Rosh Hashanah, Reino Haigon, Sover, She'ein, Mina, Lomer, Ela, Zichron Trua. Bein, Mechol, Vim, Rosh, you always need Zichron Trua. You never say Yom Trua, it's always Zichron Trua.
why would you do that?
So the question of what Zichron Truah means, there's a Rashi, it's a whole topic of Torah, Rashi says Zichron Truah means you have to say the Pesukim. So it could be that it's always Zichron Truah, it's also always Yom Shru, it's also Zichron Truah. We also say the Pesukim, Malkus, Zichronos, and Shofros, but also Bula Shofar. And he doesn't think you should change between Shabbos and Chol, that's what I'm trying to emphasize.
Yeah.
And whereas the Pesukim says you should change the gears, that's our accepted practice. Now the Rav had an interesting part. The Rav argued that really, anytime you don't blow shofar, not just Shabbos, anytime, let's say you're in a place without a shofar, then there's a key of Zichron Truah. Zichron Truah isn't a din in Shabbos per se, it's a din anytime you don't have a shofar. So there are two tracks. There's blowing shofar, Yom Truah, and if you don't have a shofar, it's Zichron Truah. Now, for us, because of Karnas Chazal, every Shabbos becomes a time you don't have a shofar. It's people we don't have it because we're not allowed to blow. So he argued that really it's a fundamental halacha. Every time you don't blow, it's a key of Zichron Truah, then the Pesukim become the Raisa, the Grashim, and according to the Truah Sedeshim, look at verse number 17, near the Dai Bisfar of Vechilu Gzeh Lefari Shalomar, the Kiddush of Tzilas Arbi Zichron Truah. The Truah Sedeshim held, and even when it fell on the weekdays, at Mariv, you should say Zichron Truah. Why Mariv say Zichron Truah? When do you blow Shofar?
In the daytime.
So at Mariv, it's always Zichron. So every time, even if Rosh Hashanah fell out in the middle of the week, at night you would say Zichron Truah. Because you can't blow shofar. And at the daytime, you'd say Yom Shua, if it was a weekday. So the Rav argued that you see from here that there's like a din d'oraisa. Whenever you don't have a shofar, it's Zichron Shua. And whenever you have a shofar, it's Yom Shua. And that actually is a way of explaining the Sefer Sofri. Mechal, Rosh Hashanah, Lios B'Shabbos, Ein Omer Yom Shua, El Zichron Shua. Because it's a fundamental halacha. Whenever you don't have a shofar, it becomes Zichron Truah, and then the Pesukim come to Raisa. And then he says, if you ain't talking because of the Shuas, of the Zera, that's okay. That the reason it became the Raisa is because, as I said, don't blow. So it's like we don't show. So, because we saw here four dayas why we don't blow shofar on Shabbos. One is the Rabba, classic. Yerushalmi, also pretty classic. Zichron Truah. We have two more obscure shitas in Tanai, the Psikta and the Zifra. And we discussed a couple of afkaminas. This is in the Raisa, in the Rabbanan. This is a Gzeira, it's a fundamental halacha. What about Tekin the Mikdash? Why is that allowed? And what about the Tekin of Rebbe and Zakai? Why is that allowed? And lastly, the question of the Nusach, just put on the board, the Nusach. So the Bavli, the Pashas of Gzeira Rabba, the Pashas is Lo Yishan, meaning not like the Pashas is, it's just a technical halacha. The Yerushalmi, it makes sense that Yishan HaNusach. And we, or the follow the Pesachus offering, says that it's a Gzeira, and therefore we change the Nusach, and the Rav had a Pshat in that, that any time you don't shofar, for whatever reason, there's a key of Zichron Trua, a different key. So just to, I want to conclude with two words. The first is the Ger Reb, the Imre Emes, source number 18. Rosh Hashanah Midah Nisaseh for Rav Am Hadras Melech. Rosh Hashanah, people come together. It shows past. The Amr Lefarei, Rosh Hashanah, Malchias, Shtamulchuli Aleichem. Remember Shofar, how do you make a Melech? You have to break up together. In a Dover, Mu'ati Osir Nesetara, Mu'ram Osir Nesetara. Here Shofar, he did Nisaseh. Chsiv, Hakil, Esa, Kahal, Tisku, right? In the Pasukim and Vidyar, we'll get people together. Hakil, Esa, Kahal, Tisku. Chin Ovrim, Kavish, Shofar, Godol, Chin Rusegim, Sanes, Kavish, 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 we want to come together through the Shofar. Shofar brings us together. You want to have achdus, not just to physically be together, but to be united. She kulam echad, shofar shal shana, who remes the shofar shal matan Torah, shal yiru yisrael, kishachad leib echad, right, it reminds us of the shofar of matan Torah, kishachad leib echad, real unity. Gam prat, kol echad, if ni ansma, tzarek, achi, kol achokha shalom. Achdus isn't just between people, it's between ourselves. We in ourselves, within ourselves, and we have to unite our kochos to serve a kash baruch hu. Vato, atzma, ratzad, aboy, yisrach, shmog,
Why do we need Shabbos?
All about unity. On Shabbos, you have the unity. On Shabbos, we unite and we accept the Kadosh Baruch Hu as King, even without the Shofar. So the way that Rehavis presents it is that Shabbos has that quality of unity. Has that quality of Malchus Hashem, and we don't need shofar on Shabbos. So that's one idea. And the second idea is more relevant, I guess, for Sunday when we will blow the shofar. So we're excited to blow the shofar on Shabbos. So how excited are we? So Rabbi Kiva Eger had a grandson, Leila Eger, who became a chassid. And in those days, he became a chassid. It wasn't Pashat. Some of the family stopped talking to him. But Rabbi Kiva Eger, you know, held a connection with him, kept in contact with him, which is, I guess, the right thing to do when people do things a little different than you. He exchanged letters and learning with his grandson. He learned by the Kotzker, and then he eventually was in Lublin, and he was the Rebbe of the Ritzadok. Ritzadok called Lublin, Leib Eger. Anyway, Leib Eger was learning, and Rekib Eger sent him a letter. He asked him, based on Tosfos and Shabbos, Tosfos of Heilu Beis Avin Lashit, Rishali Pari Chaldeit the Ben Azay the Adam Mischayi the Dalal Amos Brishuravim, the Olam the Yasek Kamisha Huncha Al Kol Am Am. Ben Azay holds that Mahalech Omidam, which means that every time you walk, so every time you take a step, it's like you put the chayvitz down. So how do you violate Dalal Amos? The Gzera is you're violating Dalal Amos. You need Akira and Anacha after and Dalal Amos in the middle. There is no Dalai Amos. Every step is another Hanacha. Every step is another Akira. So you don't have Dalai Amos. That's the Yerushalmi's question. Umashani Mishkachas on the Kofitz. Yerushalmi says that according to Ben Azai, you can only violate Habar Dalai Amos if you jump 4 Amos at a time. 4 Amos is like 8 feet. It's pretty, you know, a big jump. So here he has his grandson, this is Lashkicha, this is going to jump 4 Amos. So how can it be that Rabbi goes there onto Havara Dal Amos with the kvitza of Arba Amos? It's really not a shchiach. Why would Chazal go there, Shem Yavir Arba Amos, versus Rabbi? It's kvitza, it's not shchiach. So Rebbe Eger said to him, Zaydi, if you're a chassid, you're so excited to do the mitzvah of shofar, so how does a chassid go to do the shofar? He jumps! So you see from here, by size, that if you have to be chassidish, you have to be excited, you have to be slavos and do a mitzvah to move Arba Amos, jump Arba Amos. So we should be zoche to be happy slavos to the mitzvah on Sunday and to the kayim zikron shrua on Shabbos. You know, zikron shrua is also a kiyum potentially, as we mentioned. Every shabbat chassid v'chassid v'tova, and.